So one last question, and it's not related to the protest, although that was the original reason I called you. Brady Forrest wrote a piece on Radar a few days ago about inadvertently leaving your geolocation service on, having it lead to embarrassing situations. Someone else on another news outlet, I forget the name, wrote a piece about how people are leery of Twittering and Facebook statusing their location for fear of, you know, letting a burglar know where they are. Have you heard any stories that would give people pause? I mean, have you encountered any people who got into embarrassing situations because they didn't realize what they were Twittering?
Who didn't realize where they were Twittering from? You mean that there were some location divulged?
Maybe location, or maybe they just said something they didn't mean to say in the forum. I mean, is this something that you think a lot of people experience once or twice, and then they learn their lesson?
I think what happens is that much more often people realize before they've made the mistake that there's the potential to reveal things they don't want to reveal. Probably the most prominent example of that is a PR consultant who was doing some work for FedEx, and he was in Memphis and Twittered about how much he didn't like the town. He didn't mention FedEx in the post, but he did mention the town, and people at FedEx took issue with that. You know, that's an example of some regrettable Twittering. But I think things like that probably on a much lower scale happen to a lot of people from time to time, and it's part of living your life in a somewhat more public way where you're posting status updates either to Twitter or Facebook or both, and a number of people you know can see them. I have yet to hear, though, of a story where somebody's house was robbed because they said they weren't there, or where they had some direct personal security issue because they talked about where they were. I think there's the potential for that to be problematic, but it hasn't emerged yet. And, you know, when people first had voicemail, there was the concern that having your voicemail pickup said that, you know, would say, oh, we're not here right now. You don't want to say that because that means your house is there to be robbed. Well, we've moved beyond worrying about what it means to have your voicemail pickup. And I think we'll see some similar evolution with status update tools, that people figure out how to use them in safe ways and learn what really works with them.
Okay, well, thanks for taking the time to talk to us about the evolving seriousness of Twitter. And if people want to find out more about you, where do they go?
To sarahmilstein.com. And the book is easy to find on Amazon. It's the Twitter book.
Okay. And you can also come to the O'Reilly site to find out more about that. Disclosure, she wrote a book for O'Reilly.